obviously, not happy after a performance like that. What were you telling the guys in the locker room?
Oh, private. It's locker room talk.
How much did that early Colt hit really change the flow of how that game started?
You know, you can't blame a play that happened on the first minute of the game on what happened for the last 59 minutes. And, you know, we got outplayed in every aspect of the game tonight.
Did you sense that the players were getting frustrated at all with the play of Rochester's goalie early on? I mean, 32 saves in the first half alone.
Yeah. You know, he played well. He shot bad again. And it adds up to frustration. But, you know, I mean, we scored 7 goals tonight. 4 of them came out the back door. So, Dave Brock can figure out how to beat him. You know, I would think that some offensive players should be able to figure out how to beat him.
So, you get Bender and Brenner on there? Premieres tonight?
Not much. I didn't think much of anybody tonight. You know, it was old-fashioned ass-kicking.
Are you at the point where you're thinking about shaking things up at all?
Yeah, not really. I mean, you know, we didn't play well the first game of the season, and this obviously was a stinker, but, you know, 3 games in between that, we showed a lot of heart and a lot of character. You know, we just couldn't get on a roll tonight. You know, once again, get a break, get a penalty early in the third, and you know, we take a 5-minute penalty on a power play, which, you know, that's the frustrating part, is that we're not correcting the mistakes that we made from the week before. That's the frustrating part. We're not, you know, we didn't get any better today, so that's very frustrating.
You think not having John Tavares hurt you guys a little?
Yeah, but Johnny's not going to take 50 of those shots. You know, obviously Johnny's a leader, and we'd love to have him in the lineup. But at the same time, you know, whether Johnny's here or not, he's not a 7-goal guy anymore. You know, we can't blame it on we didn't have somebody in the lineup. We have to look at ourselves, and we have to get better as coaches, as players, as you know, as everything. We got to get better.
Are you expecting Luke Wiles to be in that role then? He seems to be missing to this season.
He's struggling. He's in his own head right now, and you know, he had a couple of good opportunities tonight. You know, it's hard. You know, when you get the opportunities as an offensive player, you have to just believe that it's going to start going in at some point. But until it does, it's very frustrating.
And Cosmo, you know, you pull him for Wagner, try to wake the team up and put him back in the second half. Just thoughts on what happened with Colt Henning today?
Yeah, you know, I mean, they scored on the opportunities they had. I don't know. I think, you know, we had another one of those quarters in the second quarter. I think we outshot them 22 to, you know, whatever. You know, you get 22 shots in a quarter, you should score more than 2. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's frustrating. You know, we had our chances early to stay in the game, and when that didn't happen, sort of broke our spirit a little bit, and we just couldn't get the momentum back.
Yeah, get to play him again in a week's time, and how do you view that scenario? Is that a good thing, chance to get right back at him?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely look forward to playing him again. Obviously, we think we're a better team than what we showed tonight, you know, and we already won there once, so, you know, we know we can do it, and it's a matter of execution. You know, we didn't execute on defense tonight. We didn't execute on offense tonight. Man short, once again, was not very good. Power play was not very good. So, you know, when you get outplayed that badly in so many areas of the game, that's the kind of game that you're going to end up with.
Are you the type there who likes to burn the game films and move on, or do you use this as teaching moments all over the place?
You know, you got to be real careful with this type of game film, because you could break some spirits just showing the mistakes that were made. I mean, we could sit there for 3 hours and go over the mistakes that were made, you know, and I think they're feeling pretty down as it is. You know, we got to try and, you know, let them know that season's not over, 3-3. You know, look at the Broncos. They were 3-3 at one point. You know, it's a matter of straightening out what's wrong and, you know, moving on from there. But, definitely, I will view the game tape and try and figure out, you know, what we need to change to get back on track. But I don't think I'm going to have you guys watch too much. But obviously, we'll go over a little bit. We've got to play it again next week. But you know, show them a couple of mistakes, but then also show them some of the things they did right.
Thank you, Jim.